Hey guys, thanks so much for your interest in my Build Your Life Resume course. This program is designed for anyone that has a big goal coming up or anyone that wants to tap into that reserve tank that we all have, but so few of us know how to access.
I love this next guest.
You love this guest.
You love when I have a man crush on guys like this.
You have a man crush on him. You want to have a bromance with him, and you want to be his friend.
I want his cell phone number. Mm-hmm. I want to be his friend. I knew this guy started Marquee Jet, but I had no idea who he really was. We were connected through a mutual friend, Mike Glennon, a Southsider, who gave me the book and said, you need to get this guy on your radio show. He handed me the book, Living with the Seal.
And then you stalked him, and you sent Twitter messages to this guy of you in the refrigerator.
This all started in August. It is now May.
And I've been hearing about it ever since.
He is a motivational speaker. He's part owner of the Atlanta Hawks. He's a New York Times bestselling author. Jane and I are currently in his course, Building Your Life Resume. It's Jesse Itzler. Jesse, how are you,
hey,
buddy?
Hey, Jesse.
Listen, I'm so glad we made this happen. I was scared to say no.
Do you know what tipped it in? I got your personal email. Do you remember when you said yes?
Yes, I do.
I sent you a video with my dog in it.
Exactly. Exactly. It was amazing. Creative and memorable, and I loved it. Smart.
There was one video Pete sent, and was this the same one? And he was like, these are all the things we have in common. Our wife's names are Sarah. We both have dogs. We both have sons.
I know.
Well, I
was getting a lot of clues throughout this process. And listen, you know what, though? I'm a serial entrepreneur, and standing out, you know, whether it's your business, your brand, what makes you different is such an important part of the journey. And breaking through the clutter is an important part of the journey. And I don't get an overwhelming amount of emails. I read all my own emails. I don't, you know, have this whole team of people. But still, I have four kids under 10. And like all of us, how we choose to spend our time is so important. And, you know, the messages that really resonated with me, they were clever and personal. And here we are. I'm glad we connected.
He's like, he's stumped for words. He's just smiling and he's just happy to hear your voice.
Before we talk about time, because I listened and watched your video yesterday and took 7 pages of notes, but we're going to talk about time in a second. But I want to talk about Living with the Seal. And now that I know how your brain works, people that don't know you, why did you hire a Navy SEAL to come live with you for 30 days?
Well, like most of the stuff in my life, it wasn't planned. I was running a race. I'm a runner at the time, really just a very poor marathon runner with a couple of marathons under my belt. And I was running a 24-hour relay race with 5 friends for the first time ever. And there was a guy that had nobody to relay with. He had no team, no teammates. He was his own entry, single entry. And he weighed about 285-pound African-American guy, like super built. And I was like, how is a guy that weighs 285 going to run this race, you know, with all that weight? And sure enough, at mile 70 miles in, he had broken most of the bones in his feet, just crushed them from his weight. And he was he only had eaten crackers and water. He had a little bit of a kidney failure. He was peeing blood.
No.
So I was like, we got to airlift this guy to a medic, you know, they got to get him out of here to a hospital immediately. But instead, he duct taped his feet, continued to run until he got his goal of 100 miles. So I thought to myself at that moment, and this is kind of the way my brain operates, you know, this is a very unusual guy. People always say surround yourself with like-minded people, but you learn the same stuff from like-minded people. Like, I want to meet people that are superhuman or unlike me. So I just thought that I could learn a lot from a guy like this. Whatever got this guy out of the chair, whatever his drive and motivation was, if I could teach that to my kids, if I could teach that to my employees, if I could have a little bit more of that drive in every bucket of my life and discipline, then my life would be better. So I Googled him. He was a Navy SEAL, flew out to meet him, and then I realized I wasn't going to get that secret sauce in the lunch meeting. I asked him to come live with me, my family, and myself for a month. And that started, you know, a couple of days later, he's at our breakfast table. My wife was like, how'd the lunch meeting go? I was like, you went pretty good.
And guess what's happening next?
That started the journey. And just to close this out, I never thought about writing a book about it. I just started blogging and posting, emailing my friends about these insane workouts that I was going through and these lessons I was learning. And everybody in my, you know, we all feel overwhelmed. We all have challenges. We all struggle, if you're anything like me, with discipline in multiple areas. But I was finding that I was really growing and getting better. And I just decided to share that in the form of this book.
And the book is phenomenal. And I want to tell you, I want to share with you how we are sealing it forward. Pete has been talking about you since August, and I've just been along for the ride, and I didn't have your book, and he kept talking about the book. And it was maybe like 6 months later that I was in my gym with my trainer, who reminds me of your description of SEAL, and I'm far away lifting like some crazy amount of weight.
And he's a former Marine, by the way. Sean's a former Marine.
And he's laughing and saying, Jesse, living with a SEAL, and I'm just hearing little bits and pieces. And I looked at Sean and I said, are you talking about Jesse Itzler? And he's like, that man, oh, he's the best. I love his book. He was listening to it on a tape, so he would be driving listening to your book. And I said, Pete is obsessed with this guy. So literally a week after that, he gave me your book. I read the book on a plane ride to Phoenix, laughing out loud, because I'm like, this is no way this is happening. He did not do one push-up and then walk around the room and do another. I read it. I gave it to my brother. He read it. He passed it along to another former Marine, and then he immediately ordered your second book, Living with Monks.
That's hilarious. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, like I said, you learn, everyone is always surround yourself with like-minded people. You learn so much more from people that are nothing like you. And I'm not a podcast guy. I'm not the kind of guy that learns well reading. I really need to experience and immerse myself. So I was like, well, who are the spiritual masters? And everything pointed to monks. So I was like, I'm going to go live on a monastery. So I did. I lived on a monastery for 15 days with 8 monks that have been there for, most of them, for 50 years. And that's how Living with the Monks came to be.
Just to let everybody know, we're talking to Jesse Itzler. You're such a great follower on Instagram. And maybe it was a month ago or a few weeks ago that you talked about time. And it made me think, because I have an 83-year-old mother who I try to talk to on a regular basis. And I called her before the show today just to say hello. But it makes you think about time. And can you explain that, how you now look at time differently?
Well, I think most of us think of relationships in terms of people. You know, what's your relationship with your children or your parents or your friends? But very few of us think of our relationships as it relates to time and money. But since we're talking about time, and, you know, I am very aware of my own mortality. The average American lives to be 78 years old. I just turned 50. I'll be 51. That means if I'm average, I have 27 summers left. And I love summers. Mm-hmm. And once you start to really think backwards and reverse engineer time and start to think of it in moments more than like, oh, I have forever. But take your mom, for example, your parents. If your parents are in their 80s, let's say they're 85 years old and they live in Florida and you're in Chicago and you see them twice a year and they live 5 more years. 5 years is a long time, but you don't have 5 years with them. If you see them twice a year, you have 10 visits. And then if once you start to think of it that way in moments, and being super present, those visits become way more meaningful. So I'm really aware. I say to my wife all the time, like, you know, when she's like, oh, we'll do it tomorrow. I'm like, listen, our oldest son turning 10, he's going to be in college in 7 years, 8 years. Like, this isn't like you have an unlimited amount. Like, you're going to live for another 40, 50 years with your kid. You're an empty nester. And that creates urgency.
It does.
A ridiculous amount of urgency. And also prioritization. And that's been like a real fundamental shift in my life.
We're talking with Jesse Itzler. Jesse, we're going to have you hold on for a second. We're going to take a quick break. And you're just Jesse Itzler on Instagram. Is that right?
At Jesse Itzler, yes.
At Jesse Itzler. I love it. Living with the SEAL, living with monks, and build your life resume. We'll talk about that in just a second. It's Pete and Jane, 720 WGN. 720 WGN, it's Pete and Jane in the Allstate Skyline Studios. We're talking with motivational speaker. What do you like to be known as? Owner of the Atlanta Hawks, motivational speaker, Sarah Blakely's husband. You tell me, Jesse Itzler, what would you like to be known as?
Well, it depends if my wife's in the room or not. I don't know. I've never really even had business cards. I'm not a big title guy. I guess I should give a little bit more thought to it. One of the great things about, I think, what I'm proud of is how I live my life is like I've really invested in, you mentioned it, trying to build my life resume more than just my traditional resume. And because of that, I've worn many hats. I've been in multiple industries and tried different things, failed at a lot of things. So I don't know. I have to figure out what the appropriate title to capture all that would be.
Well, I think the reason that we, Jane and I, relate to you and a lot of people listening right now is because you're a hustler. And talk about multiple jobs. Jane and I work three or four different jobs. You've done the same thing along the way. You'll do anything to be successful. You'll do anything to move the ball forward. And I think that's what a lot of people can relate to.
I'll also put the work in, though. I mean, I'm a hustler. I'm not looking for shortcuts.
Of course.
You're a hard worker.
Process,
yeah.
But I'm not looking for... I would say that I'm not scared to put the work in, and I'm not scared to take a risk, and I'm not scared to go into lanes that I don't know anything about. And I think that's an important thing. I think a lot of people wait for the right time or wait till they have enough experience. But at the end of the day, not having experience can be a great gift because it guarantees that you're going to do things differently, and it guarantees that you're going to think differently, and it guarantees that your product is probably going to look and act and feel different than the competitors, because no one taught you how to do it. And that's always been like an advantage to me, you know?
Right.
And that's where innovation comes from, when you rip up the playbook.
One of the things that we try to do on our show is to help people. I mean, we get motivational speakers on, trainers, dietitians, nutritionists, just anybody and everybody to come on. And you're one of those guys that can motivate people. There's people listening right now that are scared, that can't take that step, that don't like their job. They want to move to the next level, but they're stuck. What can you tell them right now to change their life?
I feel like that too sometimes. But again, the greatest gift you can give yourself is getting over the fear of being embarrassed. It's one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself. And I have a lot of tricks that I use for that. I mean, for one, I hate the feeling when I talk myself out of doing something. I love the feeling. It's super addicting when you get over a challenge or a fear and you try, even if you fail. But at the end of the day, I'm like, I say to myself, nobody in China, it's a big world. There's 7 billion people. Not a lot of people are thinking about me, even know about me, or going to know that I'm going to try to run a marathon I might not finish. I mean, no one on the planet's going to be here in 100 years from now. So, like, it's so insignificant. I'm going to tell myself that I'm too scared to give a speech, or I'm too scared to call someone for a meeting. No one cares. Everyone has their own problems. So I remind myself a lot about that. I try to take things lightly, you know, and operate just from a place of humor and gratitude. And I've just trained myself through repetition to go for it, as simple as it sounds, because it just feels better when I do.
I love that you're out there sharing the message, because, you know, in my world, if I do something that I'm scared of, and I do it a lot of times, like that red light goes on in some big TV show, or I'm doing something scary, when I'm finished, whether I failed or I did a good job or a bad job, I feel like I'm standing on top of the world. I feel like I'm the richest person on the planet because I did something that I was scared of and it was challenging to me. And one of the models that I live by is joy will deliver. So if I'm doing something that brings me joy, all the benefits will be delivered to me at the end of the day, whether it's a paycheck or it's the next stepping stone. But you can borrow that if you want.
I like it.
Do you ever get scared?
Of course. I get scared all the time. If I'm scared of something or nervous, it usually means that it's really important to me. It's like one of those lights that go on, like, you know, on a car that says you need more oil. It means that it's important to me.
Right.
But if I'm prepared and feel like I've done the work and the preparation, that's usually more enthusiasm. You know, enthusiasm sometimes shows itself as fear. And, you know, like you put an icy hot on your back, it can either be hot or cold, depending mm-hmm. on how you think about it. It's the same way very often with fear. It's like either enthusiasm or fear, depending on how you really look at it. Yeah, but going back to what you said a minute ago about how I think a lot of people, myself included, we operate in routine. We get really comfortable in our routine. You know,
oh,
get
yeah.
up, work out, go to work, family, weekends, repeat. And one thing I try to do every year, I talked about this on the first call the other day in the Build Your Life Resume course, is just put something really big on your calendar every year. Something challenging, something scary, something intimidating, something that requires hard work, maybe failure.
Yep.
But something that's going to define the year. Because if I asked you guys, like, Jane, what'd you do in 2012, 2011, 10, that was really, what'd you do 8 days ago? You probably would struggle to tell me. So how can you go through 365 days or 10 years, 3,000 days, and have like only like a handful of moments that you created, that you controlled, that really were memorable. You know, like that is a really out of balance life. And so I always try to put every year a couple of amazing, at least one thing really big on my calendar. And then every other month I try to put something, a trip, something unusual. It could be something as simple as going to a museum I wouldn't normally gone to, but just to mix it up and to make sure that I'm taking care of like me and like experiencing and right. living and not just routining.
Yeah. And I love that. It's like little mini victories when you put those things on your calendar and you actually achieve it.
And it makes yourself feel great about doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my 2 cents.
You're so cool. I know Pete wants to be your friend, and I know you have no problem calling people up and saying, I want to be your friend. And at the beginning of this conversation, we talked about all the things that you and Pete have in common. And I just want you to know how I'm connected to you, because I want to be a part of it too. That I was the in-arena host for the Atlanta Hawks in 2008 and 2009. And you were not right. yet involved with the team, but I was there. And I also was a Zico ambassador, Zico water?
Yeah.
Ambassador in 2012. I'm running around the streets of Chicago with my Zico hat and my water and my t-shirt right when it started.
So I was involved in that. That's
you were.
Amazing.
That was me. I'm running around promoting your brand. It's like I've worked for you
our
already.
Brand. Our brand.
Yes, our brand.
I'm really grateful. Thank you guys so much for having me and chatting it up. Anytime you want me back, I'm happy to talk.
We will have you back as we go through the process of building your life
yes.
resume. Jane
yes.
and I are both taking the course. 6 weeks, right?
Yes.
Follow him on Instagram, Jesse Itzler. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I'll speak to you guys soon.
Thanks,
all right, take
Jesse.
Care.